Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo. We're reading through the Bible, and we're on the seventh chapter of the book of Genesis. Right now, let's all go up to the throne to ask the Lord to bless this anointing on this tape. Lord, anoint this tape. Open every heart, every spirit, and the mind of the spirit to receive it. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Genesis chapter 7, King James Version, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. The flood covers the earth. Commentary, verse 1. Finally, the day came when the Lord said to Noah, quote, Go into the boat with all your family, for among all the people of the earth, I consider you alone to be righteous. King James Version, verse 2. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. Commentary, verse 2. Take along seven pairs of each animal that I have approved for eating and for sacrifice, and take one pair of each of the others. King James Version, verse 3. Of fowls also of the air, by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. Commentary, verse 3. Then select seven pairs of every kind of bird. There must be a male and a female in each pair to ensure that every kind of living creature will survive the flood. King James Version, verse 4. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. Commentary, verse 4. 1 week from today I will begin 40 days and 40 nights of rain, and I will wipe from the earth all the living things I have created. King James Version, verse 5. And Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him. Commentary, verse 5. So Noah did exactly as the Lord had commanded him. King James Version, verse 6. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. Commentary, verse 6. He was 600 years old when the flood came. King James Version, verse 7. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, into the ark, because of the waters of the flood.
Right. Does anybody know how long they were on the water inside that boat? Yeah. It was over a year. It's a long time to be in there with all those animals. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what? So, it's around a year and a month. Okay, go ahead. Maybe a year and 12 and a half months, I think. All right, then go ahead.
Commentary, verse 7. And he went aboard the boat to escape, he and his wife and his sons and their wives.
This chapter will tell you how many months it was, all right?
Okay.
You have to figure it out. Then what?
King James Version, verse 8. Of clean beasts and of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls and of everything that creepeth upon the earth, there went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. Commentary, verse 8 and 9. With them were all the various kinds of animals, those approved for eating and sacrifice, and those that were not, along with all the birds and other small animals. They came into the boat in pairs, male and female, just as God had commanded Noah. King James Version, verse 10. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. Commentary, verse 10. 1 week later, the flood came and covered the earth. King James Version, verse 11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. Commentary, verse 11. When Noah was 600 years old, on the 17th day of the second month, the underground waters burst forth on the earth, and the rain fell in mighty torrents from the sky. King James Version, verse 12. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Commentary, verse 12. The rain continued to fall for 40 days and 40 nights. King James Version, verse 13. In the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. Commentary, verse 13. But Noah had gone into the boat that very day with his wife, his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their wives. King James Version, verse 14. They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. Commentary, verse 14 and 15. With them in the boat were pairs of every kind of breathing animal, both domestic and wild, large and small, along with birds and flying insects of every kind. Two by two they came into the boat. King James Version, verse 16. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. Commentary, verse 16. Male and female, just as God had commanded, then the Lord shut them in. King James Version, verse 17. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lift up above the earth. Commentary, verse 17. For 40 days the floods prevailed, covering the ground and lifting the boat high above the earth. King James Version, verse 18. And the waters prevailed, and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters. Commentary, verse 18. As the waters rose higher and higher above the ground, the boat floated safely on the surface. King James Version, verse 19. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. Commentary, verse 19. Finally, the water covered even the highest mountains on the earth. King James Version, verse 20. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. Commentary, verse 20. Standing more than 22 feet above the highest peaks. King James Version, verse 21. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl, and of cattle, and of beast, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land, died. Commentary, verse 21 and 22. All the living things on earth died, birds, domestic animals, wild animals, all kinds of small animals, and all the people. Everything died that breathed and lived on dry land. King James Version, verse 23. And every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and the creeping things, and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. Commentary, verse 23. Every living thing on the earth was wiped out. People, animals, both large and small, and birds. They were all destroyed, and only Noah was left alive, along with those who were with him in the boat.
Okay, well, the boat is like an ark. It's the ark, and it's symbolic, the ark of Christ. There's only one way to be saved, and that's to be in the ark, which is the ark of safety, which is Jesus. Everything else is destroyed. Okay, then what?
King James Version, verse 24. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. Commentary, verse 24. And the water covered the earth for 150 days. And that was the end of the chapter. And now the commentary. Noah and sons.
Yeah, but later on, it tells you that's the full 5 months, and then it goes on to tell you that they were on the water for 10.5 months, and then they waited 2 more months before they got off the boat.
Why should we wonder whether we can have a positive effect on our children in this corrupt world? Noah's world was very corrupt, too.
Well, Noah's world was just like the world today, only it's a little worse. And so when God looked down upon the world at that time, he said that it repented him that he ever made man. And he said, promised that he's never going to destroy a man by a flood again. Not all of humanity. He's destroyed some people by flood, but not the whole world anymore. Now he's going to do it by fire. And so the no one thing that the Lord is looking down here on the earth and is really, he wants to destroy it now. And that's what he's doing, is he's sending pestilence and all sorts of other things, all different kinds of diseases. And people have become so corrupt that there's nothing but violence, lawlessness on earth. And so there was violence in those days, and that's why God flooded the world. There's lawlessness. And that's why he's going to burn this world up to a crisp, and it's going to happen real soon. And you can see people being torn away. They've fallen away like flies today from the Lord. It's the great falling away that we're seeing, and it's masqueraded as a revival in some cases. You see a lot of people that call themselves Christians, and they're praising and thanking the Lord, but they don't do the things that the Lord tells them to do. The Lord doesn't like those kind of assemblies with a bunch of hypocrites. Okay, let's keep going.
Noah leaves us his good role model of what a godly parent must be like. Noah was the only righteous man left in a generation of corrupt people. He led his family by his example in a world that looked upon him as being, quote, on a trip and out of touch with the real world. Everyone mocked him for his belief in God and his obedience to him.
They mocked him also because he said, you know, there's a flood coming. Up to that point, it had never rained in the world. Moisture came up from the earth and watered the land. And so they saw him building a boat on dry land. Of course, there's moisture coming up, but not enough to sail a huge boat like that, 450 feet long, 70 feet wide, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. And he's going to get all the animals on there and all this, and they thought he was crazy. Because God is an irrational God. He doesn't do things the way that people's rational minds think. There's rational people today that will argue with dignities of the Lord. They can be dead wrong, and they think they're 100% right. Like, for instance, there's people that you give instructions to, and they just take forever to do it. And they can be on a phone, and you'd be giving them instructions on what to say, and they just, for long periods of time, don't say anything. They just tell you, well, the person on the other line is telling me this, and you can't argue with a person like that. There's no argument with them because they just think that everyone is a liar but them. And they're the liars. Okay, read that last line.
Okay. Everyone mocked him for his belief in God.
So somebody that is of the Lord, they're going to be telling the truth. And here they just mocked him. But the Bible doesn't really tell, but there are accounts of people begging and pleading for the door to open to let them in. The ones that argued with Noah, the only righteous person in the world. But they wouldn't, they couldn't come in. The Lord shut them in, and that was it. It was all over. Then what?
The principles of obedience to God, consistency and patience.
That's the principle. It took a lot of patience for Noah to build that boat. It took him 100 years to do it. And it took a lot of patience to stay in there for a year and 12 and a half months before he ever stepped back on dry ground again with all those animals and confined in that boat after it had actually settled in 10 and a half months. They stayed on two more months, and the Lord told him to get off. All right, then what?
The principles of obedience to God, consistency and patience.
Yeah, one is consistency, and two, you know, you can't serve the Lord one day and then the next day go down the drain. You have to consistently be with him on a daily basis. You have to consistently study the word daily, and you have to patiently do it to the end, and you have to patiently do what the Lord commands you to do. He didn't tell them to get off the boat, so they stayed on the boat. They didn't start tossing it back and forth in their carnal minds to say, well, it must be that the Lord, he's not telling us one thing or another, so the best thing for us to do is start figuring out what to do ourselves. Especially with people, you know, always the stupid people figure that way. But Noah waited until the Lord told him to get off the boat. 12 and a half months later. Okay, then what? That's patience. That's obedience. That's patience. That's consistency. To consistently build work on a boat for 100 years. Isn't that something?
Yes.
Well, this is a lesson we need to learn from Noah, is to keep our children in the Lord. Of course, the Bible states that, you know, people can have a drink, but Noah got drunk. That's against the Lord. Because they actually, the Levites, were even supposed to be given tithes of whiskey, hard liquor, and even wine. And there's nothing wrong with it back in those days, but there's so much corruption on the earth now, and we're living in the day of temptation. There's some people that cannot control themselves. They take a little bit, and it's like it sweeps through their entire system, and they're hooked on it. They got to have more. They can't stop, and they get drunk. And no, you know, drunkards are not going to make it into the kingdom of heaven. Okay, then what?
The principles of obedience to God is, one, consistency, and number two, patience.
This is the way it was in the life of Noah. Amen?
Amen.
He was consistent and he was patient. And, you know, tribulations worketh patience. Amen?
Amen.
And you can't say that he didn't go through some tribulations. The people mocked him for over 100 years. And they laughed at him and jeered at him. But what do you suppose they did when they saw the actual rain coming down from heaven and the boat being lifted off the earth? They were using that ark, scratching at it. It was the world's largest emery board, filing their nails on it, and they couldn't get in. You can't get into heaven if you live a lawless life. There's no way. You have to live a life of obedience, consistently so, and patiently so. And you have to obey the Lord too when he tells you to get on the ark. Get on it. In the Christ. The ark is only symbolic of Jesus. All that are in Christ Jesus shall be saved. Then what?
Number one, consistency, and number two, patience, were taught to Noah's sons and their wives. When judgment came upon the world, Noah, his wife, his sons, and their wives were spared.
Right, because he was a good dad. He was consistent and he was patient. And he led them into the ark of safety. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
The Bible tells us that later in his life, after the flood, Noah became drunk on the wine of his vineyard.
Now that's against the Lord. Then what else? At weddings, they take a drink of wine, something like that. Every Jewish family that I've ever seen always has some wine in the house. But watch out when you get saved, the devil's going to attack you. Most people can't handle even a drop. Okay, then what else?
Two of his sons, Shem and Japheth, responded to the situation in a godly manner, while Ham, the other son, did not. Noah's drunkenness and Ham's subsequent indiscretion resulted in the suffering of Ham's descendants.
Right. The Lord really cursed them bad. He said that they, the descendants of Ham, Canaan, would be the servant of servants. And according to most Bible scholars, they say they turned him black. Because you're not to look upon your father's nakedness. And he did. And he laughed and joked about it. But the other two went in backwards and didn't look at their dad's nakedness, and they covered him up. And there are some writings that stated that Ham did even more to his dad. All right, then what else?
As we look at Noah's life, we are reminded that our children learn from our examples. They often receive great blessings from the good things we do, but they also suffer from our mistakes.
Or mistakes, or, you know, and they suffer very much from our sins. Because they figure, if Dad can do it, if Mom can do it, then I can do it. And Joseph wasn't that way. He saw his brothers being very cruel and everything, but he wasn't going to be like them. Some people just fall into some way of life, the things that they see in their family, and they shouldn't do that. They should obey what the Lord says. Amen?
Amen.
Okay? Then what?
Like Noah, all of us have made mistakes, but those mistakes can become insignificant if, after we repent, we don't do it again. We must remember our children become like the adults who surround them.
Praise the Lord. That was chapter 7 of the book of Genesis, and Lord willing, we're doing chapter 8 tomorrow. Till then, God bless.